Moncrief on News Talk.
Rom-coms have always made us, or a lot of us, believe in the possibility of love and usually a happy ending. But what happens when filmmakers start breaking the rules with the couple not ending up together? Joining us now is cartoonist Luke Healy, who believes that we're not seeing enough happy endings in rom-coms. Luke, what's the problem with the modern rom-com?
Oh, they stink. No, I'm just kidding. I love them regardless. But yeah, I mean, as you said, I think I'm a sucker for a happy ending. I love a rom-com with a happy ending. I think their rom-com film at the end of the day is a sort of fantasy. Mm. And if I'm going to spend 2 hours watching a fantasy, I want that satisfying payoff.
And you think the ones at the moment, that we're seeing too many of them that are kind of breaking the rules and being a bit hip and trendy and not very romantic?
I suppose I think that there's a bit of a trend of people wanting to write sort of quote unquote like realistic endings to have some sort of like a twist where, you know, it's like, oh, but life isn't like a fantasy, which feels to me personally at odds with the fact that I'm watching a fantasy. You know, if people want to have a tortured romance, I'll watch a drama.
Yeah, I guess I can see what you're saying. So what are we talking? You love a Harry Met Sally, that kind of thing?
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm a real kind of rom-com devotee, I guess. Yeah. So I'm definitely a big fan of the classics. I love, you know, like Notting Hill, Harry Met Sally, Bridget Jones, and then older stuff like, you know, even Singing in the Rain or His Girl Friday, that kind of a thing. I really, really love them.
And of course, Four Weddings and a Funeral, right? The greatest rom-com of all time.
I mean, I could slightly contest you, but I would say it's up there. It's up there. We don't need to get into a fight about it on the radio.
Well, you know, it'll entertain people. No, you're right. Listen, you know, not to be outdone, you've done something about this because you write graphic novels and your latest one, Dogs on Dates, does have a happy ending. Explain.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm a cartoonist. I make graphic novels. And my previous book to Dogs on Dates was kind of a book about the tortures of living with climate change. So I thought, let's mix it up after working on that for a couple of years and do something a bit more fun and loose. And I made Dogs on Dates, which is a rom-com, heavy emphasis on the com, I think. It's right. Sort of supposed to be a funny book. And it's about two characters who meet, and we follow all of their dates in order from beginning to end, basically.
And are they human or canine?
They are dogs. When I was pitching it, I got a lot of questions of why are they dogs?
Yeah. I'm going to ask the same question. You know, imagine you're at a pitch meeting.
Yeah, okay, I'll sell you. I'll do my elevator pitch. Well, basically, so it was originally in development for a TV show for a long time. Oh, okay. And I wanted to make a kind of rom-com, like a animated show about two men dating, and I just thought that men on dates doesn't quite have the same ring. Need a little hook. Need some cute dogs to hook people in, and then you give them the comedy.
I'd buy that for a dollar as a pitch meeting might go. Tell me this, you're also going to be performing at the Edinburgh Festival, is that right? What are you going to be doing there?
I am, yeah. So I'm in a group called Fabled, where we perform improvised fantasy adventures, comedy shows that are sort of inspired by like Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones, and they're improvised every time, so they're completely different. Wow. And we've been doing it for about 4 years now, but we're taking it up to the Fringe for the first time, and it's there for the last 2 weeks, so if anyone listening is going to be there, do head on to Fabled.
Yeah, wow. How very Edinburgh Festival-esque, I have to say, an improvised fantasy comedy show. And then finally, I told you my favorite rom-com. What's yours? Gun to the head, you have to name one.
Notting Hill, I think, is my favorite. I think Julia Roberts is so excellent in that film.
Yeah, yeah. I actually feel like watching it when you're talking about it. I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy.
Throw it on.
All that kind of stuff, right? Well, listen, that is Luke Healy, cartoonist, author of the graphic novel Dogs on Dates. He will be performing at the Edinburgh Festival. He's bemoaning the death of the modern rom-com, but celebrating some great ones. Luke, lovely to talk to you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.